for every person I've heard who is not too excited about non-protocol hepatic infusion, there's universal support for this study. People are very supportive of this study. They want to know the answer. Another issue that's interesting about the study, and I remember talking to you about this the first time when it was just being conceptualized, was the choice of capecitabine as opposed to 5-FU as the fluoropyrimidine. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the adjuvant study, they're using infusional 5-FU as part of FOLFOX. What went into the thinking about using capecitabine here?
We picked capecitabine because it was one of the new drugs on the market. It was showing more activity in the early phase 1 and phase 2 trials. I like the biology of it. Number one, maybe it's more the mechanics of it, but it comes in through the portal vein. And we had done a lot of things at City of Hope with portal vein infusions and showing lower toxicity of portal vein infusion of FUDR compared to hepatic artery infusion of FUDR. So it has a certain mechanical appeal. The other is its appeal for concentration in liver tumors compared to 5-FU. So there's a certain pharmacology of capecitabine at its mechanism of action, where there was higher concentrations in tumor than a normal liver. So those two things, plus it was the addition of an oral agent, which seems to be easier to administer, less patient burden, if you will, than a drug that requires traveling. So the patients could get a single dose of oxaliplatin and then be given a two-week course, which they could administer at home orally. Certainly better than an infusional pump and an IV and access with a portacath or a Hickman catheter. So there's a burden of care element, at least on the patient, quality of life, that potentially would come with capecitabine.